ீவமரத்தமே சரஸ்வதி ராமணேஸ்வாணிபாரே சதாச்சி சமே ீபாசமீருதினிணே பரமானந்த
அர்த்தயம் ப்ரஹ்மசூத்ராணம் பாரதார்த்தோ விநின்ன
गायत्री भाष्य रूप सौ वेदार्थो परिगृहित सर्वेदेत्यासानं सारं सारं समुद्रतम् सर्वेदं तदावं हि श्रीमद्भागवत इष्यति तदृशां तदृतस्य नान्यत्र सदृति क्वचि कृष्ण भक्ति रस सुरु श्रीभागवतो
सविता तिष्ठन् मद्यं दीनगतो नृपः विजयानाम सा प्रोक्ता यस्यं जन्म विदुर्हरे.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O King, when the Lord appeared on Dwadasi, the 12th day of the moon, the sun was at the meridian. As every learned scholar knows, this Dwadasi is called Vijaya. Text 7. Sankha dundu vayu nedur mrudanga panava naka mrudanga panava naka चित्रवादित्रतुर्ज्यानं निर्घोषस्तुमुलो अभवत्. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Conch shells, kettle drums, panavas and anakas vibrated in concert. The sound of these and various other instruments was tumultuous. Text 8. Pita sapsaraso anrutyan gandharva pravara jagu tustubur munayo deva manava pitoro agnayo. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Being very pleased, the celestial dancing all sapsaras danced in jubilation. The best of the Gandharvas sang songs. Great sages, demigods, manus, pitas, and fire gods offered prayers to satisfy the Lord. Paravarti Shoka Doyo, text 9 and 10. Siddha Vidyadharo Vanaham Sakim Purusakim Naraham Chalna Dakhyara Khyansi Suparna Bhujogottama Gayanto Tipasan Santo Nutyanto Vibudhanuga Adityasrama Padang Adityasrama Padang Kusumi Samaba Kiran. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Kimpurusas, Kinnaras, Charanas, Dakhyas, Rakshasas, Suparnas, the best of the serpents and the followers of the demigods, all showered flowers on Aditi's residence, covering the entire house, while glorifying, praising the Lord and dancing. Shloka, text 11. Drustvāditiṣṭaṁ nijagarbha-sandhavaṁ parampumāṁsaṁ mudamāpa-viṣmitāṁ gruhita-dehaṁ nijajogamāyayāṁ prajāpatiṣṭaṁ. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When Aditi saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead who had appeared from her own womb, having accepted transcendental body by his own spiritual potency, she was struck with wonder and was very happy upon seeing the child Prajapati Kasyapa. Exclaimed, joy, joy, in great happiness and wonder. Text 12. Jagjad vapur bhati vibhushana yudhir abhyakta chidi vyaktin adharayadhari babhuvate neiva sovamanu vatu samtiścyatur divyo gatir jathā natoho. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord appeared in his original form, with ornaments and weapons in his hands, although this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world, he nonetheless appeared in his form. Then in the presence of his father and mother, he assumed the form of Brahmana, a Brahmana dwarf, a brahmachari, just like a theatrical actor. Ehla is slokara, artha, purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word nato is significant. An actor changes dress to play different parts, but is always the same man. Similarly, as described in the Brahma Sangita 5:33-39, the Lord assumes many thousands and millions of forms. Adhitung achyutung anading anantarupam adhyam purana purusam. He is always present with innumerable incarnations. Rama adimurti sukala nyamena tishthan nana avataranga karod bhuvani sukintu. Nonetheless, although he appeared in various incarnations, they are not different from one another. He is the same person, with the same potency, the same eternity, and the same spiritual existence. But he can simultaneously assume various forms. When Vamandeva appeared from the womb of his mother, he appeared in the form of Narayana, with the four hands, equipped with the necessary symbolic weapons, and then immediately transformed himself into Brahmachari Bhattu. This means that his body is not material. One thinks that the same Supreme Lord assumes a metal body is not intelligent. He has to learn more about Lord's position, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4:9, Janma Karma Unsame Divyam, Evam Jobiti Tattvataha. One has to understand the transcendental appearance of Lord in his original transcendental body, Sridharananda Vigraha. They are not different from one another. He is the same person, with same potency, same eternity, and same spiritual existence. But he can simultaneously assume various forms, because he has supreme will. As he wills, he can do an act and appearance. When Vamandeva appeared from the womb of his mother, he appeared in 400 Narayana form, Vishnu form. And then immediately transformed himself into a Bhattu Brahmachari. This means that his body is not material. One thinks that the same Lord assumes a metal body, Supreme Lord assumes a metal body, is not intelligent. He has to learn more about Lord's position. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karmanchame Divyam, Evam Jovethi Tattvataha. One has to understand the transcendental appearance of the Lord in his original transcendental body, Sajidananda Vigraha. This is tattva-vichara. Tattva-vichara. Janma karma samya divyam evam jovethi tattvataha. How can one understand this thing? How can one acquire this tattva-jnana? How can one acquire this tattva-jnana? How can one understand the Supreme Lord in tattva? Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva-darsina. Isn't it? Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, this is the process. One must approach the Guru. Tad vijyanartham sa guru nga bhadu dakshet. Samit pani sotriyam brahmanishtam. If someone is very serious, how to understand the Supreme Lord in tattva and to acquire that tattva-jnana, he must approach sotriyam brahmanishtam guru. After such guru, who comes in hearing process, sotriya, hearing process. Because the sabda brahma descends through hearing. Then brahmanishta, that guru, completely fixed in Brahma. You understand? This
Tattvacharya. Adya Jnana Tattva Braji Rajinda Kumar. You understand? Adya Jnana Tattva Braji Rajinda Kumar. Brajinda Kumar, son of Nanda Maharaj, is absolute truth. Krishna is absolute truth. One who knows him, one who sees him. Knower of the truth, the seer of the truth. It's Tattvacharya. He has received this Tattva Jnana by the mercy of his Guru Acharya by hearing from him. Pranipata Pariprasna Seva, three things, this process. First thing Pranipata, then Pariprasna Seva and Pariprasna. One should completely surrender oneself at the lotus feet of Guru. Sishyateham sadhimantam prapannam. One should become sishya, disciple. You understand? One should accept voluntarily, gladly, the severe discipline inflicted upon him by Guru. Otherwise he cannot become disciple. Disciple means under strict discipline. The disciple is disciplined, he is not indisciplined. You understand? As soon as one accepts Guru, surrenders unto his lotus feet, his independence is finished. No more independence. Independence has been granted only for this purpose, that he'll surrender. He'll surrender. That is the proper use of independence. The abuse of independence means not to surrender. One who wants to keep up his independence, he will never surrender. He cannot surrender. He abuses his independence. He doesn't want to surrender. Those who want to keep up their independence, they cannot be surrendered. They may pose themselves surrender, but they are not really surrendered. They are not really surrendered. You should understand it. The independence has been granted only for this purpose, to only surrender. That is the proper use of independence. Once one surrenders, no more independence, finished. Do you understand? That is what one should understand it. Otherwise, one cannot get the mercy of Sadhu Guru. That is Pranipata. Pranipata means complete surrender. Sishyateyam sadhimantam prapannam. Prapannam means I surrender. First thing is surrender. You understand? First thing is surrender. Then serve the Guru, please him, satisfy him. Then humbly inquire. Tattva jignasa. You understand? Tattva jignasa. Then out of mercy, Guru will impart tattva jnana. Guru will impart tattva jnana. Then by the mercy of the Guru, one can understand what is Krishna. It's the Supreme Lord, all tattva. Who am I? Who is Supreme Lord? What is my relationship? All this tattva will be manifest. But thereby, he can understand. Supreme Lord of Absolute Truth. You understand? This is the only mercy of the Supreme Lord, received through Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. As one sees some by the help of only sunshine, only with the help of sunshine one can see the sun. No other means is there. Can anybody see sun in some other means? Can anybody see sun at night? Or saw sun at night? No, he has to wait till sunrise. The sun rises, the sunshine is there, then one can see sun or saw sun. Similarly, by the mercy of the Lord, one can understand him. Ishwarer kupale svanyachidare, seise ishwara tattva janivare pare.
Athapite deva padambadadaya prasadalesan gruhita evai. Janati tattam bhagavan mahimna na chasya tathanne chiram vichinna. Isn't it? Follow me?
Famous verse. Repeatedly, very often quoted.
10th canto, Lord Brahma's statement. Why don't you understand this thing? This famous verse, very often quoted. So many hundreds of times I have quoted this. Athapi te devo padam vadadayo prasadale sanu gruhito evahi janati tattam bhagavan mahimno na chasya tathanne chiram vichinnam. 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam sloka verse. You understand? Lord Brahma says, O Lord, one was gotten just little mercy of your lotus feet. Prasava lesa anuruhita. He knows you in tattva. You understand? Janati tattvam bhagavan mahino. Na chasya tathan nichiram. Those who are not gotten, those are very puffed up. False ego is very great. They are only speculating. They go on speculating for thousands of years of lives. Cannot understand. The only one means is there. By the mercy of the Lord one can understand. Mercy is received through Guru Pada Padma, spiritual master. No other way. Even so-called Brahma bodies, those who have gotten sahajya mukti, do you follow my language? Still they cannot understand. So-called siddhis, the yogis, those who have gotten yoga siddhis, they cannot understand this. Do you understand? The karmis, the jnanis, they may have perfection in their field of activity. Jnana bhumika or karma bhumika, still they cannot understand. You understand? They are very puffed up fellows. False ego is very great. They never surrender, they never hear from the bona fide guru. How can they understand? They want to understand the Supreme Lord through their mental speculation, their material mind, material intelligence. You understand? They want to understand and know the Supreme Lord through the eyes of the mundane historians. You understand? And Krishna, the Supreme Lord, has addressed them as muhas. Abhajananti maṁ mūḍhā mānusiṁ tanvāsitam param bhāvadānanta mama bhūta maheshwaram. You understand? Nāhum prakāsa sarvasya yogamāya samabhṛto mūḍhayam nābhijānāti lokamāṁ ajaṁ abhyayam. 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said, these are mūḍhās, rascals. They cannot understand. They deride me as an ordinary human being. Krishna's original form is human form, 200 forms. Isn't it? It's 200 forms. Manava rupa. Do you follow? Narayana is 400 forms. But Krishna, the avatar, is source of all incarnations. Who was on a ananta rupam, who has unlimited forms, who is anadi sarva karana karana, who is beginningless, who is the source of all beginnings, isn't it? Who is cause of all causes, his sarup, original form is 200 forms. Do you understand? Nara-vapu-tahara-sarupa gopa-vesa-venukara-nava-kisara-nata-vara nara-lidara-haya-nurupa. Isn't it? Do you follow?
Narama Bhutahara Swarupa is a human body. Like human form, 200 form. Not 400. Venukara, fruit in hand. Trivanga Syama, Trivanga Valita, three places called Syam Sundar. Nava Kishore, he is always Kishore, eternally Kishore, Nitya Kishore, 10-11 years old, cowherd boy, Gopavesa. Do you understand? That is Krishna's original form. Huh? When he comes in his original form, he came 5,000 years ago, Mudhas cannot understand. Avadananti ma mudha manasintanvasi parambhavadanantanam bhutamayasara. Do you understand? Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabhuta mudhayo navidanati. I never manifest myself before ill body and ill wear. Cover up with yogamaya potency. One is dear devotee, very pure devotee. Only he can see him. Though he is covered up with yogamaya potency. In other words, Krishna cannot hide himself before the vision or eyes of his pure devotee, dear devotee. Only he manifests there. Mudhas cannot. You understand? Those who want to see with the vision of the mundane historians, what do they say? They say 5,000 years ago that Krishna is a historical person. He had come, he was born, then he died. One tribal, hill tribe person was there, Jarasava, shot an arrow, that pierced his feet, reddish feet, you understand, Rangacharana. And he died. Like an ordinary man. They say. Some say also, he is one of the incarnations of Lord Vishnu. They say so. But he is in Krishna, his avatar is source of all incarnations. They cannot understand it. Some say, Krishna, this is a fictitious character of some poet. Some poet has imagined him and written Shastra. Do you follow? Some say, all right, will at last become Jarasava and shot arrow and kill Krishna. We'll do like that. We'll worship Krishna, become his devotee. Then we'll become that Jarasava, that hill-tribe person, and shot arrow and kill him. Yes. That means, ultimately is nirvisesavada, void. That is ultimate. You follow my language? This is the vichara of the mudhas. Speculations. Great offenders. You understand? They are great offenders. But that Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who taught us how to understand Krishna. Bhaktyahu ekayagrajya, Bhagavatam says, Namam saviti jovunam sankhyam nam dharmuddhava, no suddhyaya tapastyaga jatha bhakti rimamurjita. Krishna says in the 11th canto, Uddhava. Nobody can understand me through jnana, through tapasya, austerity, yoga sadhana, mystic yoga sadhana, Vedic study, analytical study, complete, becoming complete, renunciate, undergoing severe austerity, penance. Nobody can understand. Jatha bhakti mamarjita, as I am understood by bhakti. Gaura Sundar came to teach us bhakti. Do you understand? As a bhakta, Ishvara, he said, Ishvara Paramakrishna, quoting Brahma Sangita. Sasidananda vigraho nadi radir govinda sarva karana karanam. Mahaprabhu quoted Brahma Sangita. Ishvara Paramakrishna Sajidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Is Parameshwara, Supreme Controller, is Krishna, is Govinda, his body is Satchidanandamoy, full of eternity, full of knowledge and full of blissfulness, transcendental body. He has no beginning, no origin, he is the origin of everything. He is the cause of all causes. He is cause of Prakriti, he is cause of Brahma, he is cause of Paramatma. Isn't it? He is cause of all causes. Mahaprabhu taught, quoting Brahma Sanjita. One understands Krishna in Tattva, by the mercy of Guru, hearing from Sadguru, he can understand that is Brahma, what is Paramatma, what is Bhagavan. Otherwise nobody can understand. You understand? Those who try to understand through their material mind, material intelligence, material learning, scholarship, through the eyes of the mundane histrions. You understand? They are mudras. Again and again, they will get losses from Mahamaya. That is their reward. That is their reward. And we very often say that story as a blind man once wanted to know what is the color of the milk. Blind man, from very back blind. Once he wanted to know what is the color of the milk, so he asked one of his trusted person. Trusted. Oh, my dear friend, brother, please tell me what is the color of the milk. Then that person says, it's plain, it's plain. Milk is plain. What is that plain? What is it? Then sir, this is like crane. Boko? Crane. You understand? It's plain. The color of the boko is crane. White. It's plain. What is that crane? How is it? Then his friend raised his hand and just bent it, the proportion, and held before him. Then blind man just tossed it and then speculated, thought of, well, what is a crane? So kept himself mum for 1 minute, then said, now I understood what is the color of the milk. So I will never drink milk. This is stuck to my throat. Do you understand? He understood the color of milk in that way. So those who are so puffed up with their material scholarship, learning, intelligence, those who are running after name, fame, prestige, adoration, they are blind. One sort of blind man. Dambhankar. Madanda. They say Madanda. Andha means blind. Out of pride, they are blind. You understand? Do you follow? Dambhankar. Dambha. Dambha means pride. The very puffed up persons, proud fellows, they are one sort of blind men. Madandha. Visa Madandha kavu vaisnava nocine. Those are so puffed up persons, they cannot see a sadhu, vaisnava. They cannot understand Krishna. They are blind men. They can understand as a blind man understands the color of the milk. Do you understand? They cannot understand transcendental leelas of janma karma chami dibhangi mazobiti tattata. Bartha and activities, leelas of the Supreme Lord, transcendental, they cannot understand. Astralaya bhaje tate Krishna nahi teje. This is the process. Take shelter, Guru, bona fide Guru, Gaurapriyajana, dear devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then engage yourself in bhajan, or service. Bhajan means service unto the bhajan, Krishna bhajan, under the guidance of that guru. Then you can understand. One who is a real devotee, by the mercy of Guru, the mercy of Krishna received through Guru, understands that Krishna is my eternal Lord, Master, I am his eternal servant. He understands this thing. So for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga Krishna, do you understand? For the pleasure of Guru, Vaishnava, Sadhu, Guru, Gauranga, Krishna, he dedicated his whole life. He dedicates his whole life. And he engages himself in the activities that will please Guru and Gauranga, Krishna. That means for their pleasure, for the pleasure of Guru, Gauranga, Krishna, he completely dedicates his own life. Do you understand? Not for his own pleasure. Only he is always thinking of how to give pleasure to Guru and Gauranga, that is Krishna. No other desire he has. And his only asset is the causeless mercy of Guru and Gauranga. He has no other asset. Other asset he has? No. So he receives the causeless mercy of the dear devotee of the Lord Krishna, that is Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. You understand? That mercy is very powerful, very effulgent. You understand? And he sees the Lord by the light of that mercy. You understand? By the light of that mercy he has received. Then he understands the birth, appearance, and disappearance, and the transcendental leelas of Krishna. It all manifest before his eyes, because he received such vision. Do you understand? Otherwise nobody can understand. Abhajananti mangudha manusim chanvasidam parambhavajananta mamabhuta maheswara. One should understand in tattva. Without tattva-jñāna, you understand? Without tattva-jñāna, received of tattva-jñāna, one is blind. One is blind, you understand? Jñāna is enlightenment, isn't it? And ignorance is darkness. Huh? In essence is darkness, isn't it? Jñāna, tattva-jñāna is enlightenment. Huh? Tesang saptajuktanam bhajatam pridipurvakam dadami buddhijogam taunjeno mangupadantite.
So that intelligence he can come to me. Do you understand? Then next verse says, Te sange vankam partham anga jnana juntama nasayami atmabhavasto jnana jipena bhasvata. Out of mercy, I dispel the darkness prevailing in his heart of jnana juntama. Do you understand? Tama means darkness, very dense darkness. Out of ignorance. Do you understand? I dispel it, enkindling the, what is that? Jnandipa? That lamp, that knowledge. Do you understand? Tesanga vankam partham ajnana nasa atmabhavastha jnanadipena. Enlightening the knowledge of lamp. Do you understand? Lamp of knowledge. The knowledge is lamp, enkindlement. By the mercy of Krishna, one receives it, and this is received through his bona fide representative, Guru. So, first thing is the sadhaka. First thing is, he should hear from Guru. Sravanam. First thing is sravanam. He'll pranipata pariprasna seva. Taking shelter, Guru Padasraya. Take shelter, complete shelter, surrender. Serve Guru. Then inquire humbly. Then Guru will impart tattva jnana and you have to hear with the humility. Do you understand? With humility. Vinita. Bhakta sadhaka, first he should monk with humility, with humbleness, hear. Concentrated attention, putting complete faith in the words of Sadhguru. And Guru imparts tattva jnana, by the mercy of Guru, and acquires, achieves this tattva jnana. As long as one is not fixed in the platform of tattva jnana, he cannot develop Shuddha Bhakti. You understand? Pure Bhakti. Srila Jiva Goswami, therefore, has stressed upon first Shastriya Shraddha, Adho Shraddha. Shastriya Shraddha, that means complete faith, unprincipled in the Shastric injunctions that Guru speaks. Guru quotes, Sadhu Guru, they quote from Shastra, they never concoct, they never speak about concocted theories. Inside. Previous acharyas and Shastras, that is what. First one should earn Shastriya Shraddha. That means he should be initiated with Sabda Brahma. And becomes initiated, he develops Shastra Shraddha. He gets the enlightenment of Shastra. Do you understand? His blindness gone. The eyes open. Ajnana timirandasya jnananjana sarakaya chakhyur militam jena tasmi sri guravi nama. That pranam mantra is that. One who has opened mind, I was blind. I was born blind. I was in darkness. Isn't it? Blind. Out of mercy, by the touch of knowledge, who opened my eye? You understand? Who gives this enlightenment, dispels my ignorance, my darkness, my blindness, and opens my eyes. That Guru Pada Padro, I bow down, isn't it? So the Guru imparts this tattva jnana, which is enlightenment. Do you understand? It's enlightenment. Then your blindness will be gone. Do you understand? Removed. First you should hear,
then by the mercy of Guru, Sadguru, you can have this Tattva Gyan. When you understand this thing and becomes fixed in Tattva Gyan, he can stay anywhere. Because he will see everywhere that of the Tattva. You understand? Such eye, such vision he has received. Wherever he looks, he will see Krishna. Jaha nitya pade, taha Krishna spure. Wherever he looks, he sees Krishna. So he can stay happily and without any grumbling, in a palatial building or under a tree. While grumble, like Gokul Das. Grumbling. Why? See Krishna. Understand that Krishna has made such arrangement for me. It's Krishna's arrangement. Who makes arrangement? You make arrangement, Jagadas? Nima, you make arrangement. Krishna makes all arrangement. It's Krishna's arrangement. Who maintains? Who is the maintainer, who is protector? Krishna is the rakshakar, palaka, amar. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Who else? He has made all arrangements. One who is fixed in tattva, he understands it very well. And he sees the other tattva. And he sees and understands how Krishna has made such arrangement. Yes, Krishna made such arrangement to stay under this tree. Happily, gladly, without grumbling stays. Yes, Krishna made arrangement not to stay under such a palatial building. Yes. Why grumble? Because he's blind. He's blind. You understand? No vision. Who has not received Tattva Gyan? He has not received the proper vision. He is blind. If no vision, he is blind. Without vision, person is blind, isn't it? Then his activities are the activities of blind man, isn't it? A blind man understands what is the color of the milk. Similar activities. I never drink milk, it is stuck into my throat. That he understands. It's blind man's activity. No vision is blind man's activity, yes? And his activities are all skanka, like blank fire. It's blank fire, yes. It's blank fire. No effect at all. Yes, that you should understand this thing. If one hears that verse is the third canto, Sute Gita Padam. You understand? Sute Gita Padam. Suta Gita. If you hear, then you can see. The eye will be opened. Premanana Sita, the ointment of love will be smeared on your eyes. If you hear from the right source, from Sadguru, who is fixed in Tattva, is Tattva Acharya, taking shelter of him, surrendering unto his lotus feet, serving him, pleasing him. By his mercy, the Tattva Gyan is received. You understand? This is the process. Then your blindness will go. Eye, vision open, then you can see. So, one must understand it. As long as one is not fixed or established in Tattva Gyan, in the platform of Tattva, his activities are not perfect at all. And so this is the first thing, first duty of the sishya, he should first hear Sravanam. Therefore Sravanam comes first. And Guru, bona fide Guru, his discourses are all based on tattva vichar, not apad vichar. Tattva vichar, apad vichar. Then your service bhakti will be very easy. then you can very easily serve Krishna. Otherwise, without speculation, by seeing him, directly you will be engaged in his service. Then bhakti will be very easy. Otherwise, you have no, you cannot get the right to serve Krishna. Because you will be a speculator only. A speculator cannot serve Krishna. You understand? And you can very easily distinguish what is Atma, what is Anatma, what is matter, what is spirit. Yes. And you can see also how you have this eternal loving relationship with Krishna, samandha jnana, by the mercy of Guru, you can have such thing. And you can see how everything, everybody, everything is related to Krishna. The only one relationship is Krishna. No other relationship, no material relationship, only one relationship. That vision you can see and that will be realized and seen. Then you can understand how Krishna is my eternal master, I am his eternal servant. Do you understand? Otherwise, you cannot understand. So, this is first thing, and all the bona fide gurus, especially Gaudiya gurus, dear devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they impart this tattva jnana in different ways. By the mercy of Guru, the shishya gets this tattva jnana and he becomes endowed with this eye, devotional eye, bhakti chakshu, through which he can see the Advaita tattva, absolute truth, Krishna. Wherever he looks, he sees him. He is not out of sight. Yaman pasyati sarvatra sarvam samai pasyati tasyam na pranasyami sa same na pranasyati. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, and sees me everywhere and sees everything in me. He is not out of my sight, I am not out of his sight. He sees me, I see him. You understand? That is what sort of vision? This is not material vision. This is tattva jnana chakshu, bhakti chakshu. You understand? Premanjana srita bhakti vilochana. This is bhakti chakshu, eye of devotion, that is smear on which this premanjana, this ultimate love is smear. And this is received only by the mercy of Guru. You understand? Then he can stay anywhere. Because he sees Krishna, is Krishna is there, yes. And Krishna has made such arrangement. He can stay under a tree, he can stay in a Malasian building, yes. You follow me without grumbling. Because he sees, yes, Krishna is here, yes, Krishna is here. So what difficulty is there? What difficulty is there? Demanding, give me this, I want 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 this. My body is weak, getting weak, I will die, die! What harm? Death is sure. Vatasya dhruva mrityo. Death is sure. Anything may not be sure, but death is sure. As sure as death. It may come any moment, any day. Yes, isn't it? Any moment, any day it will go. That's sure. What harm is there? Thinking of Krishna? Engaged in his bhajan, it will die. That is of the perfection of our life, human birth. Mangeva sunutta kalevaram ja prayati sa madhavam sa jati nastyatra sansaya. Thinking me, if someone dies, quits the body, leaves the body, he goes to me. Isn't it? He goes back, home back to Godhead. That is our goal. Then why are you afraid of death? Amaros, my body is getting weaker, weaker, weaker. I'll die. I'll die! Die! Krishna is so merciful, given me such chance, opportunity now, constantly sing, constantly chant.
That doctor said, take rest. What rest? Only chant, only think Krishna, no other activity. Then, so fortunate he is, isn't it? Huh? You know, not so fortunate. And complaining. Think yes, I'm so fortunate. I'm got so much mercy from Krishna now. Huh? Tattin kampansu samikhamana bunjane vatma krupipakam. Huh? Yodhan namaste jo jiveta sa mukti pade daya bhak. Vaishnava sadhu sees in this way. Krishna is so merciful. So merciful to me. Huh? I am such a great sinful person. Committed many sins. Huh? So many sinful reactions are there. Huh? But putting me in such condition, including such punishment on me, he's just destroying my sinful reactions. I'm a great offender, great sinful person. I deserve, do you follow? Very severe punishment. But he's giving me light punishment, only light punishment you have gotten. Not severe punishment, light punishment. Your head would have been cut off, only a finger is cut off. Isn't it? Krishna is so merciful. Can't understand such fool, rascal. Can't understand this thing. One understands this thing. And this is anukampa, tatyanukampa is the mercy of Krishna. Do you follow? Yes. Who tolerates, then jiveta. Who tolerates? Yes, tolerates and survives. Then he becomes eligible to approach the lotus feet of Krishna, mukti padayava. Otherwise a rascal cannot do. Should understand it. One who has not fixed in tattva jnana, eye is not opened, he cannot understand this thing. He will only complain like this foolish person, Gokul Das. He will complain. He's blind man. Yes, no vision means blind. No vision? Bereft of vision, devoid of vision means what? A blind man. Activities are the blind man's activity. Yes, his activities are all blind man's activity. Andhir kriya, nothing else. Then you hear, now hear, chant. Krishna has given more chanting, more crying, more singing, more hearing. Do now, not running on the sun, taking rest. Chant more, cry more, shed more tears. That's your head. Sing more, hear more. Such opportunity. He has gotten. You should understand. Tolerate. Sarodiva Saishruna. As tolerant as tree. Yes, why can't you tolerate? Yes. Then you get the mercy. Guru, Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava, Gauranga, Krishna. Then you develop taste. You'll be endowed with that vision. Then you develop taste. In Harikatha, such nectarian sweet katha. Jivapad, in his Bhakti Sandarbha, has stressed upon it Harikatha Ruchi. Such sweet nectarian katha, Harikatha, Krishna katha. One should develop taste for it. Isn't it? Develop taste for it. One who has developed taste in Harikatha, it should be understood that he has gotten right to do Harivajan, otherwise he has no right for Harivajan. You understand my words? Yes. Only he'll be a pretender. Only he'll be a pretender. Nothing else. Only he pretends, yes, I am serving. I'm doing Harivajan, but he has not developed taste for Harikatha, Krishna Katha. Katharuchi, samayeva hi kevalam natpavadede vishram sena kathasude natpavadede jadirathim samayeva hi keval, only useless labor. You have not developed taste for Harikatha. Vishwaksena katha, huh? Then only useless labor. Only pretender, only pretending that I am doing bhajan, I am doing bhajan. No, no. Only pretending, you get pretender. Thank you. Hare Krishna Govinda hi. Krishna hi. He's so merciful.
He's so merciful.
Putting me in such condition now, no attachment to this body. Shalabhava. So merciful. You have this attachment to the nasty body, klesa dasa deva. Okay. Only gives klesa, pain, misery, nothing else, this body.
So sometimes people argue there's so much ignorance and suffering in the world. You know, why is there so much ignorance if Krishna is... if Krishna is controlling,
yes.
Why is there so much ignorance in the world and so much suffering?
You see, I say that thing. You can understand that Krishna is merciful. Why is he so suffering? You know, suffering is the mercy. Mercy
ignorance, ignorance is not mercy.
Why are you in ignorance? Come to the light. Ignorance is darkness.
Yes.
Why are in darkness? Come to the light.
Hmm. But the leaders are such ignorant fools.
Yes. Because they are not true leaders. Those who are in darkness, how can they lead if they are blind? They have no vision. Andha jathindha upaniyamana. A blind man leads other group of blind men. What they will fall into a deep, dark ditch. Nothing else, that is there.
my question, well, how did they become leaders then? If they're such blind fellows, why doesn't Krishna make people see the real leaders?
Krishna makes this. All arrangements. Shastra is there, sadhu is there. They should come to the sadhu, take shelter, then here, then they'll get.
It's very, very rare.
Yes. Krishna made all these arrangements. Yes. But they are so puffed up, proud, they don't want to surrender. They don't want to hear. Wow, hum sab janta hai. I know everything. Oh, do you know more than me? How can they get the mercy? Oh, Krishna mercy is Sadhguru. So blind fellows, they are so puffed up. The blind, they don't know that they are blind. No, we are all knowing persons. They say, you see, they say, I say, oh, without Krishna, a historical person. 5,000 years ago he came and died. He is no more. He is no more. They say, like about Krishna like this. Huh? All right, that Krishna is there. It is the imagination of a poet. A poet's imagination only.
Yes.
He has depicted Krishna in that way.
Yes.
It is not true. You understand? So many things. Is that Krishna? Has anybody seen him? I am such a great leader, I have not seen him. Who was he? I have so many followers. I have gotten vote. Some lakhs of people have voted me. I am such a great leader. A big blind man. Another blind man have voted him. Falling. You understand? So I have not seen. Who has seen? He says like that. He thinks that as I am blind, everybody is blind.
Yes.
This is blind man. Nonsense.
Also, Krishna never seems to reveal a sadhu to them.
Huh?
They're never seeing any sadhu, you said.
How can they see a sadhu? Viso madanda so vaishnava nanchine. Viso madanda, they are blind men. Who has no vision, how can see a sadhu? A blind man? Viso madanda. So puffed up with his materialistic possessions, material learning, material scholarship, material merit, material mind, material speculation, material education. So puffed up with such a great blind man. How can he see his son?
Vaishnava Nanchine. Visomadanta so Vaishnava Nanchine. He cannot see a Vaishnava. He has no vision. How can he see a Vaishnava? Huh? Do you follow me?
Yes.
Then? Krishna. Anurahaya Chalanti Bhavyani Bhutani Janardhanasya. Sadhus are there. If there would have not been sun and moon, do you think this samsara would go on? It will destroy it. Without sun and moon, there, sadhus are there. Without sadhu, how the Krishna samsara will go on? Cannot. But these people are so blind, they are blind, they cannot recognize sadhu. They cannot see sadhu. Those sadhu come, those sadhu wonders. They can, I can see, I can find a sadhu. Yes, how can you find? Have you vision to see sadhu?
Seems they're so blinded with their pride.
Yes.
They want to take the position of sadhu.
Yes. I say, they want to position. They criticize. This sadhu say, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Where is that Krishna? Has anybody seen? I have not seen. Anybody seen? And he says, yes. Yes. Do you follow?
Yes.
They see.
They want to be authority.
Yes. They say so. We have heard many times.
Mm.
Yeah. You are blind, they are not prepared to admit that I am blind. No, I have eye.
What does it actually mean? Whoever understands the transcendental appearance and activities of the Lord,
yes.
Does that actually mean that you have to see the Lord?
Yes.
Some people say that if you just understand that Krishna was born, he lived in Vrindavan and he was God, that's enough to go home with.
No, you should see. How Krishna is there, how Vrindavan Leela is going on eternally. Narottam Das Thakur sings, Vishwa Chariya Kabe Suddha Vemana Kabe Ama Hera Vrindavan. When my mind and consciousness will be completely free from this material contamination, will be completely purified, then I can see Vrindavan. See Vrindavan means all like transcendental Leelas of Krishna. How going on eternally in Vrindavan. Huh? Then?
So that's what this verse means, actually saying.
Yes. And we say, the name will give everything. Holy name. You understand? Mukhya pathe jiva paye Krishna prema dhama. The chief result of chanting holy name is Krishna prema, which is pure name. There is none different from Krishna. Srinama smarile rupaise sange sange. As soon as you chant pure name, immediately see the all beautiful form of Shyama Sundara will manifest before your eye. Kishore Krishna will manifest. Yes, yes. Not only that, Krishna samagra lila nami vidyaman. All the kinds of lila that are there in the holy name, all kinds of lila will manifest for you. So, if your chanting is pure, that means you see Vrindavan, you see Krishna always. You are in Vrindavan, you are in Krishna, with Krishna, dancing with him. Do you understand? Jagadish Pandit. Yes. Thank you.